There are neighborhoods in Milwaukee plagued by drug dealing, gunshots, and other mayhem. Often gangs are involved, and they can have members who are teenagers and even younger. Those children may sell cocaine, move guns from one location to another, or act as lookouts while illegal activities are underway. As our Project Milwaukee Youth Violence series continues today, police officers Louis Kopeski and Daniel Nitter take WUWM's Annalise Henzel along as they patrol a neighborhood on the near north side.
The street we're coming up to here is going to be North Buffum Street. One of the area gangs here has definitely been active as far as drugs, assaults, shootings.
We're coming up to this tree right here. It's where a known gang member was killed in a homicide, and it's kind of like a memorial to him, you know, for when people drive by and see, they'll have the candles going. Coming up through here was a big area that we had troubles with. House up here is Yellow House right here. Was a big problem. The known drug house and gang house where they did a lot of their packaging of the drugs.
As somebody who's just driving around looking at this neighborhood, you can tell that it's not in the best of shape. There are a lot of overgrown lawns. There are some houses that are boarded up or that really need some work, some paint or porch repair. Many doors and windows have bars over them installed by the residents. So, You know, there are signs that it's maybe not the greatest place economically, but when you're driving through, what are the signs that you're seeing that actually make you believe that there's criminal activity here as well?
See a lot of cars circling the blocks. You definitely start to identify some of the main players. Once you start having contact with them, you find out that they've been spending the whole day on the block. They're not employed. They got nicer things than anybody. It's definitely, you know, getting to know the area, getting to know the residents.
Even though we're in an unmarked car, every single person stops and stares as we go by.
One of the things we definitely look at is, you know, when we do turn onto the blocks, if you do see anybody loitering and you start seeing them passing words to each other, and all of a sudden everybody's head spins in our direction, you definitely know that they're taking cognizance of your presence. You know, it's one of the harder areas to catch people are where they have lookouts, where everybody's kind of looking out for each other, letting them know the police are here. You know, it could be as little as a whistle or a yell into the air or clapping their hands, and you know, next thing you know, people are, you know, running through the gangways and stuff. It's just because it's on my car doesn't everybody knows it's the police coming.
Are most of the bad beatings and armed robberies and murders attached in this area to gang activity?
A lot of these gangs where you get a lot of these younger kids and individuals who are involved, they feel a sense of security there. You know, they feel a sense that somebody wants them. You know, you have a lot of broken families, and when these kids join these gangs, they feel protected, they feel wanted. You know, they see money coming in from drugs, and you know, they feel, some kids feel that they're, you know, unbeatable, unstoppable. You know, a lot of the groups that get together, you'll have your little groups that, you know, they want to be drug dealers and they want to sell drugs, but they don't have money. So what's the next step for them to do is they go and they rob people or burglarize homes and sell it for the drugs, or buy the drugs with that to get started. You know, a lot of the violence does happen. A lot of the violence where, you know, someone will call to order up some drugs, and, you know, they go to purchase the drugs, and instead of giving them the money, they rob them and, you know, take the drugs, and in times does end up in a shooting or a homicide.
Some of the more troublesome individuals we've dealt with and are still dealing with, they've been raising themselves for the last 10 years, them and their, you know, teenage friends. Teenagers teaching teenagers with nobody else to learn from or reference from except the other guys out on the block. I mean, you're just kind of leading yourself for a disaster.
Daniel Nitter and Louis Kopeski are officers with the Milwaukee Police Department's 5th District Community Prosecution Unit. They recently took WUWM's Annalise Henzel on patrol through a neighborhood on the city's near north side.